it was a lovely introduction that he did, just saying that he learnt the song from his mother and hope you like it. And that was Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys playing some very old-timey sounding bluegrass. Now, one of the groups that I sort of missed out on in my bluegrass experience was the Johnson Mountain Boys. And I read all about them in Bluegrass Unlimited and thought, oh, I'd love to see that group play. They sound like just the sort of group that I would really enjoy playing, sort of traditional bluegrass with a slightly modern twist to it, but really putting their hearts into it. And then an artist friend of mine who always accompanied his daily painting work at a studio with country music and bluegrass music said to me one day, I've got a whole bunch of albums that I don't play anymore. Do you want to have a look at them? And amongst them were four Johnson Mountain Boys albums. And I said, I don't believe you've got these. And he said, oh, I bought them from a secondhand record shop and I thought they looked interesting. And he said, I've played them all. And he's quite correct. There was paint on some of the records, and he does wonderful artwork, Mr. Wayne Sinclair, but enjoys listening to bluegrass too. So I cleaned up the records, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from the Johnson Mountain Boys in 1983. Dudley Connell, I think I call it Connell, but I think other people call it Connell. Dudley Connell on guitar and lead vocals, Richard Underwood on banjo and sometimes lead vocals, David McLaughlin on mandolin and fiddle, and he shares the vocal work too, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and bass vocals, he's got a beautiful bass voice, and Larry Robbins on bass. And I've picked two songs. I'm not sure if they're related to each other in context, but the first song is called Don't Throw Your Life Away, and then the second song is called Say You'll Take Me Back. And I'm not sure if the words indicate that they're addressed to the same you, but we're going to listen to it anyway. The Johnson Mountain Boys, see what you think.
You say you
That's the Johnson Mountain Boys from 1983 playing their brand of traditional bluegrass music, and that was from an old, slightly scratchy LP, but I'm delighted that I was able to play it for you. I often try and pick up CDs when in the days when I used to travel a bit more often, and we played as Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at a place called the Amnesia in Amnesia Bar, or just Amnesia, in San Francisco. And that was just like a New Zealand pub in many ways, with a big lineup of a bar down one side and a raised stage and a very noisy audience and a great downstairs area. And it was in a real old building in San Francisco. It was a real experience going to Amnesia. Loved it. And I have with me here a concert recorded at Amnesia, recorded live with the Barefoot Nellies, an all-girl band, and the album's called Let Me Down Easy. Prentice Sellers on lead vocals and banjo, Nicole Solis on lead vocals and mandolin, Erica Walther on lead vocals. They all get to sing, don't they? And guitar, Betsy Maudlin on lead vocals on a couple of them, and fiddle, and Jess Beebe on bass. And they sound like a very entertaining group. The concert was introduced by a friend of mine, Chuck Poling, and so it's a great album to have and a very good reminder of the time that I went to Amnesia. I wish I'd been at this concert. Here the Barefoot Nellies doing Hey Lonesome. Recording quality wasn't quite what I would have liked it to have been, but you get the gist of what it was like at the concert. They had a very appreciative audience, and it's always fun doing live recordings. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on access radio stations right throughout New Zealand, maybe Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. That reminds me, Raglan Community Radio. Anyone listening to Raglan Community Radio, come along and see us on Sunday afternoon. The Trendworths, that's me and my two sons and one grandson, are playing at Christmas in the Park, and starts late afternoon and goes till almost dark, and it's going to be a great time. The Trendworths get to play play our sort of brand of bluegrass-ish contemporary music. There's a reggae ska type band with trombones and tubas and saxophones and trombones. That's got a few Trenwiths in it too from my family. There's a choir singing a lot of Christmas songs. There's all sorts of good music, and there's going to be food trucks there. Christmas in the Park is always good fun, so come along on Sunday. That's Sunday the 14th of December. Mark that in your diary. Make sure that you're there and say that you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM. Also something else, if you're looking for music, on Friday night at the Morrinsville Rotary Community Hall is the December club night for the Morrinsville Country Music Club. And as it's a Christmas night, the night's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be music in the first half, and there'll be some carol singing. There'll be a big supper and a very friendly night and good fun night. Come along to that. There's going to be some good music there, and you can say hi to me there saying, oh, I heard about this on Back Porch Bluegrass. That'd be really nice if you can do that. So thanks for tuning in. Back in 2020, we had an opportunity to record with a delightful young woman from the USA called Caroline Jones, who was much more famous and high-powered than we ever expected. I just got this phone call from a lovely lady who said she wanted to play and record some bluegrass music. Could I help her? So I rounded up my sons and Keith McMillan, and we went up to the studio and we recorded these two Christmas songs. I played one last week, Winter Wonderland. Today I'm going to play Silver Bells. We did these at the same sessions. My boys did the harmonies along with Caroline, and there's a bluegrass treatment of a few standards for Christmas time. We had a lot of fun doing it with Caroline Jones, and you can always see her touring with the Zac Brown Band, and she's an important part of that show. But here is our version of Silver Bells.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
Oh, that was so much fun. I don't think Caroline realised how well the boys could sing, and so she really worked them hard once she found out that they could follow her parts. And she is a delightful singer, and very flexible voice, as you could hear, but she really pushed the boys up high. And Tim, who does the part immediately under hers, was singing at the top of his voice. If you want to follow up on that, you can go on YouTube and type in Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, Silver Bells, or the name of the song, and it's all the outtakes of us rehearsing the song, putting it together, working out how we could make it sound bluegrassy and how we'd do that, and shots of us recording it. It was filmed beautifully, it's a delight to see it on YouTube. You see us working together and a lot of fun, and Tim saying that he needed some whiskey for his voice if he's going to sing that high. And they went out and got him a bottle of whiskey, and he hardly ever drinks whiskey, so I have no idea what he did with it. Anyway, let's get back to bluegrass, right? One of my favourite albums of all time is nothing much to do with bluegrass at all. It was Merle Haggard paying tribute to his hero, Jimmy Rogers. And he did it with the Strangers playing the backup music, which had some wonderful guitar and dobro in it. And in it, he really captured the sound of bluegrass music, I thought. Did a fine job. And it was a double LP set. And then it later came out as a single CD. And I'm going to play a song from that. It's actually a song that's been done by a few bluegrassers. I know Bill Clifton did a great version of it when he came out to New Zealand. It's a song called Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. Lots of bluegrassers have done it, but I think Merle Haggard's version of Jimmy Rogers' version of it, whew, you get lots of complications here, isn't it? Sounds as good as any you've ever heard. Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia.
When it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. And when it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. And way on down in Alabama, it's gal picking time to me. Yodel-ay-o, deep-o-lay. There's a bluegrass down in Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing, and Carolina, now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling, I know I'll see you soon. And there's where we'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Pickers picking the cotton, that's when I'll pick a wedding ring. We'll go downtown and buy a wedding gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business, I know he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, gal picking time to me. Yodeling, oh, lane.
I always thought that Jimmy Rogers would have loved Merle Haggard's version of his songs. He just gets the right tone in his voice and the right feel in the music, and isn't that a good song? Peach Pick and Time in Georgia. While we're doing the States, I picked another track from Raymond Klain's album Kentucky Mountain Banjo, and this is a classic, My Old Kentucky Home, and this is Raymond Klain and Friends picking away here. Probably the more regular way of playing the tune, probably as it was intended to be played, with a plunky banjo and a little bit of mandolin accompaniment, a bit different from the Osborne Brothers version of My Old Kentucky Home. Ah, well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're just about done for this program. It's been all sorts of places, hasn't it, with a bit of old-timey sounding stuff and maybe a little bit of slightly more contemporary stuff, but we're going to finish up with an instrumental from Bill Emerson, one of my banjo heroes of all time. I just loved his music. He put out lots of albums of banjo playing, and he just had a lovely, clear style. And I'm going to play a track from Gold Plated Banjo is the name of the album. He's got some wonderful help on here. Tony Rice on guitar, Jimmy Goodreau on mandolin, Larry Stevenson on some tracks on mandolin, and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Mark Schatz on bass, and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. He's different players that worked with Bill over the years, and he always came up with some great tunes, and this is one called Reynard and the Canebrakes. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate it. Remember to come to the Morrinsville Country Music Concert on Friday night if you live locally. It's a bit hard if you're up in Duluth, Minnesota, but I would expect you to be there. Or the Christmas in the Park at Raglan. You can go out to Raglan early. It'd be a lovely day on the beach, and we were rained out once, but I'm hoping that's not going to happen this weekend after all the fine weather that we're having this week. So come and see me if you can. And in the meantime, prepare to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass next week, just like you have done this week. Here we go with Reynard and the Canebrakes from Bill Emerson.
Thank you. this is Tim from Stereolab, and you're listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 and CJSF.ca.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hundreds of sensors mounted to road signs and telephone poles across New York City are gathering data, not about people or traffic, but about flooding.
With climate change, there's a projected increase in the amount of flooding, both due to high-intensity precipitation events and also due to sea level rise.
Andrea Silverman of New York University's Tandon School of Engineering helps lead the FloodNet project. Her team works with local residents and city agencies to identify streets and intersections that are prone to flooding during storms or high tides. In those spots, they've installed about 300 solar-powered sensors that use ultrasound to detect and measure floodwater. The data is transmitted in real time to a public online dashboard so people can see which areas are flooded and which roads are still safe to travel.
So if there's a road that they typically use, they may need to know, is that road currently accessible? Can I pass through it, or should I wait until floodwaters go down?
Emergency services can also use the data to respond faster when flooding happens. And over time, this highly specific information reveals exactly where flooding is worst, helping the city target flood prevention projects where they're needed most.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening.